everything says that with physics as we know it, there is no way that they could travel to us from wherever they might be coming from. There wouldn't be enough time to get here with traditional physics. So how are they doing it?
Well, the problem is that I think the key is physics as we know it, but there is physics that we do know right now, especially quantum physics, that explain exactly how they do it. And there's a thing called instantaneous communication, that things travel and communicate instantaneously. And I think it's Niels Bohr came out with a lot of this information, and they've been proving it. So you can go up to the next step to instantaneous travel, and you don't have to travel long distances like we think we do. You know, they can actually just punch in the destination, hit a button, and bam, they're there. So it's instantaneous travel, you might say, and they have that kind of technology. And the best way to explain it is to understand the nature of the ships, because some ships are physical, some ships are energy, and some are more like light ships as you move up the vibrational continuum. And then there's some ships that are pure consciousness. And as you power your ship up and move up in the frequencies, you're not so limited as to travel and, you know, all the other capabilities. So you can actually travel instantaneously by moving your ship out of this physical reality into an energy or a light reality or even beyond that, and just jump instantaneous wherever you need to be. And that's what they do. You can see a lot of the footage where the ships are there and then they just pop and they're gone.
I know.
And that's
how they... I was going to say, a lot of what you're saying sounds like New Age gibberish, but... Mm-hmm. But it actually matches the reports of these objects that people keep giving. You know, it was there, it moved, it disappeared, it shot across the sky at an incredible speed, then just suddenly was gone, those kinds of things, mm-hmm. As though it's coming and going from what we know as our reality.
Yeah, there's no way you could survive the G-force being inside a ship with conventional physics, you know. You know, they'd be splattered against the wall on the inside of the ship if they used the physics that we know of.
All right, well, let's do something for the skeptics. And I get this all the time, James. Since you do it on a regularly scheduled basis, that is to say, have them show up and demonstrate, mm-hmm. if a person wanted their own contact, if a person, a skeptic, let's say, even a skeptic, wanted contact, how would they go about it?
You know, I would say dump the skepticism, you know, would be the first thing. Because, you know, that these beings are extremely telepathic. And they come and they scan the consciousness of the group, and then they determine how low they're going to come. Because if people aren't ready for it, if there's a lot of fear and a lot of skepticism and negative energy, they'll just take the high road. And you'll see them up high, but they won't drop down. But if you get a good, focused group that has pure intent, open mind, loving heart, and they put the intent out there that they just want to know. They want to know the truth. And these things drop right down in. And, you know, the most powerful ones are the kids.
All right, well, here's an interesting. In the first hour, I had a fellow who said he had this, what he called a yellow star.
Mm-hmm.
He was very anxious, wanted to contact it, so he started flashing his car lights.
Uh-huh.
And this thing approached him as though it knew that it understood he wanted contact. And so along it came.
And he
now,
ran.
Well, no, he didn't run, actually. He ran and got his brother and uh-huh. demonstrated it for his brother who
yeah.
saw it.
Yeah.
So is that normal? In other words, this whole thing is by mind reading, by intent?
Well, there's different ways. We actually have lasers here that we shoot up to them and let them know. You know, we're here. We have other really high-powered lights that we use sometimes to signal them. I had a woman here and a couple doctors here. One was a dentist and one was an MD.
Right.
And she's actually given testimony on the show. She's called in and talked about it. But we had a big ship come in just over the trees, and I had a spotlight on it. Her name's Mona Lay, if you hear from her. But
okay.
We did an interview. She actually came on the show. I think you interviewed me when she came on the show. And
that's right.
I drew a big triangle in the sky with this light. And this ship actually morphed into a triangle. It turned into a big triangular light.
Yeah, and this is much of the same kind of thing that Stephen Greer does with groups, and it works.